I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, August 23rd, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a lot of sunshine, a bit hazy, and 84 degrees.
Crashes on the side streets. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this half hour.
Afghanistan in turmoil.
And it is breaking news here on KSL News Radio. The difficult and dangerous journey continues for Utahns who are trapped in Afghanistan. But we also have some breaking news to tell you about. President Joe Biden is speaking right now about the FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine. Let's go to him live, and then we'll come back to the story on Afghanistan.
We are not vaccinated. Not vaccinated. If you're fully vaccinated, both shots plus 2 weeks, your risk of severe illness from COVID-19 is very, very, very low. Now, I know that parents are concerned about COVID-19 cases among their children. I'll be addressing this soon with Secretary Cordona to discuss how we get our kids back to school safely. Cases among children are still rare, and severe cases among children are very, very rare. But I know that parents are thinking about their own kids. It's not as reassuring as anyone would like it to be. So let me say this as parents, to the parents. As you have the tools. You have the tools to keep your child safer. And two of those tools, above all, are available to you. One, make sure that everyone around your child who can be vaccinated is vaccinated. Parents, adults, teens. Two, make sure your child is masked when they leave home. That's how we can best keep our kids safe. As I've said before, the pandemic of the unvaccinated is a tragedy that is preventable. People are dying and will die who don't have to. So please, please, if you haven't gotten your vaccination, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, do it now. It could save your life and the lives of those you love. Now, the good news is that people are getting vaccinated. For the past several weeks, my administration has imposed new vaccine requirements on federal workers, the armed forces, people who work in federal medical facilities, and nursing home workers. Governors, mayors, and private sector leaders have done the same. We've also encouraged new incentives. For example, in some states, you get $100 if you get vaccinated. These new requirements and incentives are accelerating vaccinations once again, giving us the hope that we can put this Delta variant behind us in the weeks ahead. There are three facts everyone should know about where we are in this fight against this pandemic. First, even as the Delta variant has ravaged the unvaccinated, deaths have climbed. The death rate is still 70% lower than it was last winter. Why? Because we did such a good job vaccinating those most at risk, senior citizens. America has about 54 million senior citizens. About 50 million have gotten at least one shot. That's almost 92%. Secondly, overall weekly new vaccinations are up more than 56% from where they were a month ago. Last week, we saw a record of vaccinations. More than 1 million shots a day for three straight days. This is the first time this has happened since June. 6 million shots in the last 7 days. The highest 7-day total in over a month and a half. Remember. Remember when we were trying to get 70% of the people over 18 at least one shot? Well, we've not only gotten that done, we've gotten 71% of everyone age 12 and older their first shot. And that's over 200 million Americans. And over 170 million are now fully vaccinated. Third, states that have been lagging are seeing their vaccination rates grow faster. In fact, in Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, more people got new vaccinations in the past month than in the prior 2 months combined.
President Biden speaking today about the FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine and giving an update on the situation of COVID in the United States.
Afghanistan in turmoil.
The difficult and dangerous journey continues for Utahns who are still trapped in Afghanistan. One Kaysville woman says her former elementary school student is still stuck in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, but they have a reason to be optimistic. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Well, Maria Cassie Stevens says her former student, along with her mother and siblings, tried to get to the airport in Kabul three times, and each time it was too dangerous, even with the U.S. soldiers reportedly opening fire since they didn't know who to trust among the thousands of people trying to get in. However, a bit of good news. Stevens says Utah Representative Blake Moore has been working closely with Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton's office, and Cotton's team reportedly gave that family a better phone number to stay in contact with and is reportedly giving them better, more up-to-date instruction on how the family can get out. But Stephen says the family has been told to even bring food and water with them just in case they need to wait overnight at the airport once they get there. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Taliban seems unwilling to play ball over the possibility of extending the U.S. presence at Kabul Airport. More from ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
Not everyone who wants out will be able to board a plane by the end of the month. So could the deadline for the withdrawal of the last U.S. soldiers be extended by a few weeks? Taliban spokesman Sahel Shaheen in Doha tells Sky News.
You can say it's a red line. President Biden announced this agreement that until 31st of August, they would withdraw all their military forces. So if they extend it, that means they are extending occupation.
In his view, such an extension would create mistrust and it would provoke a reaction. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A woman in labor was one of the thousands evacuated from Afghanistan this weekend. Erin Brimer, a U.S. Army captain and clinical nurse there, says when the plane landed, she and other medics boarded the Air Force plane and delivered the baby.
It was a little bit of panic. It was a little bit of shock, but I was also trusting in my training and that I've helped deliver lots of babies, so hopefully this one wouldn't be any different.
The baby girl and her mother are in good condition. Coming up on KSL, how is the first week of school going as school districts deal with the mask debates and shortage of drivers?
A looking commute on the Valley Freeways, but a crash at 6 South and Foothill. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1207.
My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a local financial services firm that empowers our clients. We are a full-service, privately owned firm with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. We will help you with investment management, insurance, tax planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. There is no reason financial matters need to be confusing, and there is certainly no better time than now. As an example, does your financial advisor educate and empower you or just sell you? Is your financial advisor hard to get a hold of, and do they call you back promptly? Do you need to call a 1-800 number and speak to a representative who needs to look at notes just to get to know you? Does your current financial advisor use confusing language that leads to more questions than answers? If so, there is a better way. Call us today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Don't miss the Utah Arts Festival, August 27th through 29th at Library Square in Salt Lake City. Live music, visual arts, film, literary arts, dance, and delicious food. Visit UAF.org.
KSL News Time, 1208.
The 2021 school year.
School has been in session a week for many Utah students. So how has that first week gone? KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt talked to the Granite School District about that.
Ben Horsley with Granite School District says it's been smooth, aside from a few kids getting on the wrong school bus here and there, and the usual first week jitters.
Knock on wood, this has been actually a pretty calm week, especially as far as first weeks generally go.
As for the elephant in the room, Horsley says he's received significant feedback from parents on both sides of the mask issue.
As we've tried to make clear, we're certainly strongly recommending individuals wear masks on school property, but cannot require that.
He says it's a decent mix of people wearing them and those who aren't, but people are being respectful of each other. More than anything, he says schools feel more confident heading into this year, and students are excited to be back.
And you can see the excitement. I don't think there's just confidence on the part of the schools and our ability to, again, mitigate spread, but the fact that kids feel a lot more safe.
The district is still short on bus drivers, kitchen staff, and other positions. If you're looking for work, go to graniteschools.org. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Let's get a look at your traffic and weather together, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Our valley freeways look really good right now. We don't have any accidents or delays. That includes I-15 both directions as you're traveling between Bountiful and Bluffdale. But the surface streets, the side streets that we travel heavily during this noontime drive to grab a bite, that's where we have some issues. A crash reported at 6 South and Foothill, Salt Lake PD on the scene there, as well as a new crash downtown where they're working a crash at 9th South and West Temple. That one may involve a motorcycle or bike. A crash on 7th East at 3600 South, and then also an accident in South Salt Lake. State Street at about 2400 South. Loans by Rick. Purchase, refinance, or cash out. Mortgages close in 12 to 22 days. Loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, Equal Housing Lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get you up to date on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Nice weather today and tomorrow with sunshine, 90 today and 89 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, a lot of sunshine and 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, reporters pressured the Pentagon today on a deadline to finish evacuations in Afghanistan. What the Pentagon had to say coming up for the in-depth at 12:15. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Did you know that health and energy begin in the mouth? And the last I checked, chewing your food isn't a luxury. That's why at Grandpa's Dental, they make oral health care affordable so that you can get the treatment you deserve. At Grandpa's Dental, their crowns and dentures are all done in-house. And their prices? Well, their crowns start at $4.99. Missing a tooth? Implants are $14.99 with the crown. Dentures starting at $5.49. And if you have several missing teeth and are looking for an all-on Ford dental implant solution, they're offering a 25% discount. See, at the end of the day, it's not just about a beautiful smile, but that your oral health is taken care of, because they live by Grandpa's words that health and energy begin in the mouth. So they'll see you soon at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Make sure you schedule your free consultation at grandpasdental.com. That's grandpasdental.com.
Your local restaurants have always been there for you during date nights, lunches, or getting you whatever you're craving at the moment. The kitchens are full and prepping everything, so it's just right and making the food as delicious as ever. Now you can be there for them, even from the comfort of your home. DoorDash is now available in your area to keep your stomach satisfied. Download the app and get the best of your neighborhood delivered right to your door. DoorDash has all your favorite restaurants in one app with $0 delivery fee on your first order. DoorDash, every flavor welcome. Terms and conditions apply.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
The KSL app is sponsored by PC Laptops. KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Many Utah students are starting their second week of class today. Granite School District says the first week went really well. People are being respectful about masks, and schools are confident in the measures they're taking to limit the spread of COVID-19. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the FDA is giving full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The shot has been under emergency use status in the U.S. The Biden administration now hopes the development will motivate unvaccinated people to get the shot. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We have a crash with injuries popping up in West Valley now. It's our latest accident at 5500 West, 3500 South. Also downtown, drivers watch for a crash with Salt Lake City PD on the scene at 9th South and West Temple. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On Sunshine Today, we're near 90. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
84 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Right now, President Biden speaking at the White House.
Today, we've hit another milestone, a key milestone in our nation's fight against COVID.
As the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer gets full FDA approval, the president saying the move could convince some who are on the fence about getting vaccinated. Rescue efforts in Tennessee after deadly weekend flash flooding. 21 people dead in the deluge, some 40 people missing. ABC's Elwin Lopez is in Waverly, Tennessee.
Creeks lined with cars swept away. Record rainfall pummeling the area. More than 17 inches in less than 24 hours.
We spoke to Michael, who was rescued as rising waters trapped him in.
It was terrifying. I'm sitting there looking at everything that I just lost.
Many roads washed away, power lines wrapped in the debris. Officials searching through cars and homes, looking for the missing.
Meanwhile, in the Northeast, what's left of a tropical storm setting off flood warnings from New Hampshire to Pennsylvania.
What's left of Henri is slowing down significantly. Its rain bands sprawling over nine states, putting 40 million people under a flash flood watch. Sunday, Henri becoming the first tropical storm to make landfall in New England in 15 years. At the height of the storm, more than 100,000 power outages were reported across the Northeast, where waves up to 19 feet slammed the coast.
ABC's Andrew Dimpert. The situation outside of Kabul's airport still chaotic. A firefight there has killed an Afghan soldier and a rush to evacuate. The Taliban warning any attempt by U.S. troops to delay their withdrawal beyond the 31st to give people more time to flee would provoke a reaction. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby this morning.
There are no plans at this time to request or to authorize additional U.S. forces to this mission.
To Wall Street, the Dow is up 261 points, the Nasdaq up 231. You're listening to ABC News.
Afghanistan in turmoil.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
The situation in Afghanistan is continuing today with evacuations. Earlier today, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was asked by reporters about the date set by the president as a deadline to complete the withdrawal. August 31st is just 8 days away.
On the deadline, I can't speak for other nation states. I can only speak for the Department of Defense. And you heard the secretary address this over the weekend. The goal is to get as many people out as fast as possible. And while we're glad to see the numbers that we got yesterday, we're not going to rest on any laurels. The focus is on trying to do this as best we can by the end of the month. And as the secretary said, if he needs to have additional conversations with the commander in chief about that timeline, he'll do that. But we're just not at that point right now.
Has the Taliban told you that August 31st is the deadline and that you must leave then? Are those communications happening? Is that something you've agreed to with the Taliban?
We've seen the public statements by the Taliban spokesman about their views on the 31st of August. I think we all understand that view.
A Taliban spokesperson told Sky News in an interview that August 31st is a red line and that extending the U.S. presence would provoke a reaction. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. 5600 West seeing slowdowns both directions. It could be due to construction. This is going to be between I-80 and 2100 South. And then we have a lot of accidents popping up. One is going to be in West Valley, a crash with injuries reported 3500 South, 5500 West. Downtown, we have a crash at West Temple and 900 South. Also an accident in the cleanup stages, 6 South and Foothill. An accident also called out at 7th East and about 3600 South. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators, they can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's see what's on tap for the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Highs right around 90 today with a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow, more of the same, 89, mostly sunny skies, and 91 on Wednesday. Again, lots of sun. Tones down slightly on Thursday. We'll still get more sunshine. High temperature 87, tones down to 86 on Friday, the high. Nice day. Lots of sunshine. More of the same for the weekend. Highs in the 80s, both Saturday, Sunday, and sunshine. 88 Saturday and 86 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Hazy sunshine and 84 degrees downtown. Markets on fire. A lot of positive numbers in the triple digits. We'll check your money news coming up next.
We made USAA insurance for busy moms like Kate. She's a veteran made of flexibility to balance work, home, and her hobbies. From starting the workday to finishing her latest do-it-yourself project. So when another car accidentally bumped into hers while she was running an errand, Kate didn't let a little fender bender put a dent in her schedule. With just a few taps on her USAA mobile app, she filed her claim and was back on track. USAA insurance has made the way members like Kate need it easy, and with savings that fit right into her budget so she can get back to getting it all done. Switch and you could save with USAA auto insurance. Get a quote today at usaa.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 1223. The friend of a 41-year-old New Orleans police detective who was killed at a social club in Houston is making an emotional plea.
No other family should have to go through this.
New Orleans City Councilman Jay Banks was a friend of Detective Everett Briscoe, shot while enjoying a meal at a Houston restaurant. Banks asked a heartbreaking question by Briscoe's widow about her son.
Who's going to teach him how to tie his tie? There was no answer, because the only answer she wanted to hear was Everett's going to walk through the door, but he's not.
Deep loss and frustration in Banks' emotional plea.
This cancer of senseless violence has to stop.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Outdoor gear company Patagonia is boycotting a Wyoming ski resort after the owners sponsored a Republican fundraiser. Patagonia will stop providing its merchandise for sale at the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. Coffee lovers didn't go without their favorite drink during the peak of the pandemic. New analysis from Bloomberg shows the online coffee company saw an enormous boost in e-commerce sales. One company, Pete's Coffee, saw sales shoot up 78% last April. KSL Drives, General Motors is recalling all Chevy Bolt EVs over a fire risk. Automaker says it expects the recall to cost it an additional $1 billion. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up nearly a full percent. It's up 261 points, sitting right now at 35,383. S&P 500 up by 44 points, and the NASDAQ up by 238. Should you be required to get the COVID-19 vaccine to go to work? One group says yes. ABC's Daria Albinger explains.
A majority of respondents to a new survey say COVID-19 vaccine should be required as workplaces reopen.
79% of the survey participants said that they favor employers requiring employees to be vaccinated before they return to the workplace.
Ken Simonson with the National Association for Business Economics.
It's quite interesting. Such a high percentage thinks that employers should require vaccination, even when a minority are doing so now.
Only a quarter of respondents say that's the policy in their workplaces. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and yes, it's true, the summer is winding down now, but for many of us, and especially for our family vehicles, we put more wear and tear on them at this time of year than almost any other. As we squeak in last weekend vacations for the family, start anticipating shuttling the kids back to school, it's the perfect time for you to get into Burt Brothers Tire and Service. They can take care of your vehicles, they care about your cars, and they care about your family. The people that build their lives around their transportation. From tires, brakes, oil changes, complete auto care, Burt Brothers is waiting for you with their one-stop shopping for all automotive service needs. And they're excited to announce a brand new store on Antelope Drive in Layton. It's now open, ready to serve northern Davis County. When it comes to brand name tires, Burt Brothers, they carry the brands you know and trust to keep you safe on the road. Why don't you go to BurtBrothers.com, see all the money-saving options that are waiting for you, and don't forget the brand new store right there on Antelope Drive in Davis County.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join Doug Wright and the movie show at IntelliBed on Friday, September 3rd, 9 to noon, as they kick off their massive Labor Day sale. IntelliBed, experience the bed of the future.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings, or to Alateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are still looking at a really nice drive on the Valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. But medics and emergency crews are on the scene of two crashes with injuries, one downtown. It involves an auto versus bike at West Temple and 900 South. And the other one is in the cleanup stages in West Valley, 3500 South at 5500 West. The Park City Area Showcase of Homes is here and open for the next two weekends. Visit pcshowcaseofhomes.com and use the promo code NEWSRADIO for a $3 discount. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine at around 90 today. Tomorrow we get more sun at 89. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, sunshine and 84 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The FDA is granting full approval today to the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the latest.
Approval of the Pfizer vaccine, which was previously authorized for emergency use, is expected to set off mandates at hospitals, universities, companies, municipalities, and the military. The FDA's Dr. Janet Woodcock hopes there's another consequence.
The most important thing is that people who are currently unvaccinated get vaccinated, and we hope this approval will bolster confidence of those who have been wavering.
The FDA said the data showed the Pfizer vaccine, to be sold under the name Comirnaty, was 91% effective in preventing infection. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Utah's medical professionals are reacting to the full approval of the Pfizer vaccine. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
Some doctors are hopeful more people will get vaccinated now that the Pfizer shot is no longer an emergency use status. Intermountain Healthcare Specialist Dr. Tamara Sheffield spoke with KSL News Radio's Dave Dujanovic and says she's heard many vaccine hesitant people say they didn't want something which feels experimental.
Wanting to make sure that they had a fully approved vaccine prior to getting it.
Dr. Sheffield says all vaccines need to have at least 6 months' worth of trial data before the FDA can give final approval. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
There is new talk about an app in Utah that lets you have all your immunization and vaccination records right on your phone. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards tells us about the Docket app.
The Docket app is a way you can access those records digitally. Utah Immunization Director Rich Lakin told the Dave and Dujanovic show that the info comes from USIS, the immunization record with the state.
If it's not entered into USIS, then it will not show up on Docket. So that means that you need to go back to your private physician, your local health department, your pharmacy, or wherever you got that immunization, and ask them to enter that in so that you can have that on the Docket app.
It shows if you need upcoming shots like the Tdap booster or a flu shot. Lakin said he was going to try to use the Docket app to show his COVID vaccination status on an upcoming cruise. He'll also take the paper card. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Full FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine is only for Americans ages 16 and older. Acting Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is not yet approved for young children.
That would be a great concern that people would vaccinate children because we don't have the proper dose and we don't have the safety data, nor do we have all the efficacy data.
FDA emergency use is still authorized for children ages 12 and older. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Department of Defense is moving forward with a policy to require vaccinations.
Now that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved, the department is prepared to issue updated guidance requiring all service members to be vaccinated.
The mandate was announced earlier this month before the full approval. There is a new warning out from the CDC against Americans cruising again due to outbreaks aboard ships despite vaccination requirements. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Vaccinated or not, the CDC warning if you're an older adult, if you're overweight, recently pregnant, or have underlying health conditions, that you should avoid cruising right now, whether it be on a big ship or on a river cruise. Barry Richmond is canceling his cruise.
The ocean will still be there, you know, in 6 months. And I'll wait. And at some point, it will be fun again.
and that's when I'll go.
The CDC says anyone who does go on a cruise should get tested for COVID before and after their trip. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And stay tuned for the KSL In-Depth at 12:45 to hear more about how this will impact cruise goers. American-born artist Josephine Baker will become the first black woman to receive France's highest burial honor. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from Paris.
Josephine Baker died in 1975 and was buried in Monaco, but she will now become the fifth woman and first black woman to be honored with a Pantheon burial. Baker was a singer and dancer, but was also part of the French resistance during World War II. French President Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to hold a ceremony for Baker on November 30th. Among others, the Pantheon houses the remains of scientist Marie Curie, French philosopher Voltaire, and writer Victor Hugo. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Coming up on KSL, what do infrastructure and voting laws have in common? We'll explain with KSL's Boyd Matheson, plus a look at your noontime drive.
We do have lanes blocked westbound 3500 South with a crash at 5500 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1234.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Utah doctors are hopeful more people will get the Pfizer vaccine now that it has full FDA approval. Doctors say many Utahns were hesitant, and they say vaccine because they said the vaccine was experimental. KSL News Time, 1236. The House is returning this week with the hope of bringing three bills to the floor. Two of them are infrastructure bills. The other is a voting rights bill. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me now. And Boyd, why is this voting bill being grouped with the infrastructure bills?
To make sure that all of these bills get on the floor of the House this week.
Politics.
Politics
is
the answer to that. Mm. Yeah, this is more confusing than any of the ring roads or roundabouts that you took during your travels. It is a Nancy Pelosi ring road and roundabout. Mm-hmm. And so she has made it so that it's impossible for any of the moderate Democrats, many who have big issues with the amount of the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. It's impossible for them to vote against bringing that to the floor because now in the House they do it by rule. Mm-hmm. So the rule will be that you have the 1.2, which is the bipartisan infrastructure bill, the 3.5 reconciliation bill, $3.5 trillion, and the voting rights bill. So the Democrats will all have to vote for that because none of them can bear it politically to say, I voted against the John Lewis voting rights bill.
So in the big scheme of things, when it comes to these bills, what does it mean for actual approval of the bills themselves?
So this is going to be a most fascinating battle this week on the floor of the House, and it is not a battle of left and right. It is left and left. So this battle will be between nine moderate Democrats who are not in favor of the big $3.5 trillion bill, whether they are able to postpone a vote on that and just vote on the bipartisan bill. That's their goal. Nancy Pelosi has stated from the beginning that she wants to pass the $3.5 trillion bill first. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth, a lot of this will be a week of who blinks first. On the Democratic side, the Republicans are going to buy some popcorn and watch this week as that plays out and then figure out whatever strategy they may or may not come up with later.
So this is why I came back to work this week, right?
I don't think this is why you came back. I'm really sure it's not. But we'll keep breaking it down as we go along.
All right. Boyd Matheson and Insight.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So great to be back. Boyd Matheson and Insight Sources coming your way from 1 to 3.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.